Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That's where we are. That's our segment. What are you doing, Wegner? What are you doing in and around the pandemic and the world and your life and everything? And so I want to follow up on last Saturday. It was because we are the mom show. And it was Gene Grody's birthday.
Yeah.
Last Saturday. Tell us, Mark, how was the birthday celebrated?
Well, we had a delightful get-together last week. Last Sunday is when the Grodys gathered in the western suburbs at the Gene and Gary estate, and we made steaks. Everybody got a steak. So
yay.
It was just an absolutely delicious and wonderful day for Gene Grody and the rest of the Grody family. So that's pretty much what it consisted of. It was great. There are I threw a picture up on Instagram if you want to check out the family Grody and what my mom has had to endure, because it is the original family of five photo, which we don't get a lot of anymore, but it's my mom against the rest of the men in the family. That's what she's had to endure all these years, dealing with a bunch of smelly men. And she is a strong woman, I tell you.
We have no doubt about that. She is the president of the Saturday Suckage Moms Club. And we'd also mention that we had a mom story from Tom Thayer. And it was wonderful. And certainly we've become familiar with Trash Panda's mom, Adam Studzinski, our producer, because Alice has played a role in the show. Alice and Shooter down there in the middle of not the end of the world, but you can see it from here, Illinois. So yesterday, Mark and I got this email. Hi, this is Alice, AKA Mom Studs. I want you to know how much I appreciate your Saturday morning shout out to moms. My COVID life is pretty limited, and my MS gives me heat sensitivity, which means I have spent a lot of this brutally hot summer indoors. It is nice to have a small amount of time to look forward to at the end of the week, and exciting to hear my name on the radio. So thank you for acknowledging Gene, me, and other moms. And if Adam is there tomorrow, be sure he tells you about the Buffalo Alert. Peace and love, Alice. Oh, honey. Oh, Alice. You are just adorable. Thank you for the treasure that you are and for your son. And now, Trash Panda, I think you need to update us as we venture out and bigger from woodland creatures to now the extant bovidae.
Oh,
tell
man.
Us about the Buffalo Alert down there in not the end of the world, but you can see it from here, Illinois, where Alice and Shooter live.
Well, first of all, hi, Mom, if you're listening.
She doesn't know where you are today.
I think I told her I was working today after she asked me for your guys' emails. So that's probably why she worded it like that.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, so this actually threw me for a loop this week, because my mom texted me on like Wednesday or Thursday and said some buffalo got loose down in central Illinois, and I was shocked because I didn't know there were buffalo anywhere in central Illinois. Like, I had no idea. And apparently there's a farm, though, near Monticello, which is between...
Thomas Jefferson's home.
Yeah. But it's between Decatur and Champaign on I-72, middle of nowhere. And apparently there was a farm that had some buffalo there that got loose. And so I had to look up the story on WAND-TV, which is one of the local TV stations, the NBC affiliate, I believe, down there.
In Decatur, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's it, yeah.
And I know my central Illinois.
Yeah, I know.
Worry.
I could. I forget where some of them are. Like,
congratulations.
Yeah. And so anyway, so apparently on earlier this week, a bunch of them got loose. A bunch of these buffalo got loose, and they were wandering around the country in an area known as Beale's Addition, which I've never heard of in my life. Apparently, it's near Monticello, and. They have since found some of them, but there's still one adult and two calves on the loose. So,
okay. So
there
we have
buffalo
gone
wandering
from,
around central Illinois.
So we have gone from your dad, Shooter, trying to take out trash pandas because they were a problem around the place. Did your dad break out the shotgun, and is he a part of the buffalo posse?
No, I don't believe that he would be... out to shoot buffalo because they're not really a nuisance animal, if you will.
Sounds like they would be if they're on the loose in central Illinois.
Oh, no, they would call someone about that. They would definitely call someone about that and say, hey, we got a buffalo out here. Someone come pick it up because we found one of your loose buffalo. It's not uncommon for lost farm animals to end up near our property. Monticello is a solid hour drive away from Petersburg, though, so I don't think the buffalo are going to wander that far.
So however, why is it not uncommon, Trash Panda? It's an hour away. There's... People don't drive that far. How are buffalo going to want it? If farm animals are going to wander that far?
Well, there's farms around my parents' place. I mean, there's the house is built right in front of a cornfield, basically. So there's farms all over the place. So sometimes the animals get loose and they just wander over. But again, I didn't know anyone in central Illinois had buffalo. Like, that is news to me. And so, I mean, cool, I guess, but it just completely threw me off. I was like, buffalo? Really? Are you sure it's not a cow?
I know that, like, it feels like that's something you should see at the Field Museum in one of their exhibits. You know what I mean? Like, a buffalo and a Native American coming after him, right? Not central Illinois. Guys, I hate to get us, I would never want to take us away from discussing where the buffalo roam and all that kind of stuff. But there's a little bit of Bears news. The Bears have to have their roster down to 53 today. They were at 71 to begin the day, so do your own math. But the Bears have reportedly informed kicker Carlos Santos, according to multiple reports, that he will be released. So it would appear that Eddie Pinheiro is the man. The Bears, though, still can bring him back, obviously, and they can put him on the practice squad if they feel the need to, because they will build a 16-man practice squad by probably by the end of this day as well. Thomas Ives, a wide receiver, has been cut as well, and I will continue to let you know where the cuts are coming from on the Bears.
Okay, so they could still bring Santos back, and they can sure. still put Eddie Pinheiro on the injured list, and they could... This sounds much more procedural than strategic than
it's fluid, Steve.
It's a great word. It's fluid. Yeah. Okay. Speaking of fluid, love is fluid. And our next item on What Are You Doing, Wagner, involves the never-ending story of Jay Cutler's love life. Did you catch this week, Mark?
I did, yes.
Yeah. All right. So if those of you who didn't, eat online... reported that Jay Cutler is leaning hard into a new friendship with conservative political pundit Tommy Lahren.
Mm-hmm.
They were seen out in Nashville. They were at a bar called Winner's Bar. And according to sources telling E! News that they were enjoying a nice night out together at Winner's Bar in Nashville. The two of them were having a lot of fun at a table along with two other friends. Tommy and Jay were passing a bottle of tequila back and forth and taking shots together directly from the bottle. The insider adds, the two of them left together.
Well,
Jay, of course, is divorced. Kristen Cavallari are going through a divorce. And so, yeah.
Here's Tommy's response on Twitter, by the way. Tommy Lahren, as you mentioned.
Uh-huh.
She says, quote, on this is after all the reports were coming out. She says, I love it when the internet tells me who I'm dating. Good one.
And did you guys see Jay Cutler's Instagram post related to this?
No,
is it Kristen and the three kids?
No, he rebuffed the whole thing. He had a picture. It was a selfie of him and one of the many animals he's been accumulating over the last several months. I think it was one of his like mini cows or something like that. And he had a picture, a selfie of him and the animal. And he says, this is the only lady in my life. Do better, internet.
I mean, like,
what? So Jay's into bestiality?
I don't know why they feel the need to rebuff it. I mean, they're both celebrities, both good-looking humans. Embrace the rumors. It's okay.
I think it was more about people not liking the idea of Jay Cutler dating this conservative host. I think that was the
issue. Well, for maybe half the country. I mean, half the country probably approved of it. If you want to make this political, Studzinski.
No, I'm with you. Grody, I'm with you. I don't care. Like, date whoever you want, man.
She's a beautiful woman.
Exactly. Who cares? You're going through divorce. Do whatever you want, man.
Yeah.
We have extant bovidae news that there is an elk farm in Danville, according to the 217 texter. One of them is also on the loose. Last seen near Hoopston, heading north, I guess. Okay, so just let Alice know that we're just on the update.
This is what, well, Danville isn't exactly Central Illinois, but this is what that part of Illinois does best, is when there's rumors about animals on the loose, there are texts firing off, there's phone calls, there's
good
stories done about it. I mean, you'll like
good
your eat. Neighbor's neighbor are going to hear
good
about eat. It.
There's jerky on the loose.
Right. Load up the truck.
Okay,
we're going to Taylorville.
It took the passing of one famous car salesman to prompt a wonderful obit of another famous car salesman. So Bob Roorman passed away, right? Famous for the commercials, one of the old lions and making his own commercials and doing all that would later become parodied, and that's what he would. So he passed, but it prompted Kevin Kadick of Midway Minute to look up last month's passing of Max Madsen. I'm sorry, July, not August, in July. Bad Max Madsen used to be a big regular score advertiser.
The doctor.
He passed away, and his obit included this paragraph. Max Alden Madsen, age 91, comma, car dealer, comma, beloved husband and father, comma, drew his last breath July 26, 2020 in Naperville, Illinois. Quote, mainly, we suspect, to prevent himself from having to watch another losing Chicago Bears team go 8-8 and played in an empty stadium, no less.
Oh, come on.
That's what it said. You can go to legacy.com/guestbooks/Chicago Tribune. That was in his obit, quote, mainly we suspect to prevent himself from having to watch another losing Chicago Bears team go 8-8 and played in an empty stadium, no less. How wonderful is that?
Bears update. This is a good time for a Bears update.
Yes, it is. Max, brought to you by Max Madsen.
Per Brad Biggs,
uh-huh.
The Bears, and I didn't see this one coming. It's not going to shock you, but the Bears are expected to waive defensive lineman Abdullah Anderson. He is, per Biggs, considered a strong candidate to be re-signed to the practice squad, provided that he clears waivers. So practice squad probably for Abdullah Anderson, per Biggs.
Okay, you farm boys, help me. 309, there was a longhorn cow on the loose near Tremont, Illinois. Is that anything you can do something with, Trash Panda?
I don't know Tremont. I don't know that.
Tremont, I don't know exactly where it is, but I've heard of it. Somewhere down there. I know what a longhorn cow is.
Somewhere down there.
He knows what a longhorn is.
All right.
Longhorn cows are badasses, man.
Yeah, they are.
They are not to be messed with.
It's not one I would approach on the street.
No. Nope.
Okay, so do you know who Robert Stock is? Either of you guys know who Robert Stock is?
He was that guy who did the... I'm thinking of Robert Stack.
An airplane, right. No, this is...
Yeah, Bob Stack.
Robert Stock is a pitcher for the Boston Red Sox. So a man identified... Aaron Kessler, a man identified as a sportsbook director, and according to his Twitter bio, had a tweet that was... It said, and now I just lost it. I hit the wrong button with my fat fingers. I know, and I went back to the Google main page, which I don't want. I want to find this. Here we go. So he tweeted out, I implore all of you to put on the Red Sox game. They have this dude, Robert Stock, pitching, and he looks like he's twice divorced and completely given up on life. I can't stop watching him. It's transfixing. Okay. Well, there was a retweet of that by a woman named Sarah Stock, whose Twitter photo is her wedding picture, and she wed Robert Stock. And her tweet was this: 0 times divorced, but if he keeps walking the leadoff batter, I'll consider filing. I love this woman. I hope Robert Stock makes it. I hope because she is a treasure. I love this woman. I love that she would do that. That's
amazing
thing. Yeah. So, did you see what Andy Reid said?
No.
Well, they got soccer. They got their Super Bowl rings, right? So, and these things are massive. And he was asked how he would use the Chiefs Super Bowl ring that he got earlier in the week. And his quote is, you wear it for special occasions, or if you want a free cheeseburger, you just point right there and show them that ring, and you might get one. It's Andy Reid. Cheeseburger.
That's like his go-to, man. Like, he just, like, when things are in a lull, come out with a cheeseburger joke.
That's it. I think that's just wonderful. And earlier this week, we saw something that would make... This is some. If they had the old baseball notes column, or if they had to, he had time on the desk to write the headline. But Ranger shortstop Elvis Andrus had to wait more than a month for his first home run of the 2020 season. He chose the perfect pitcher, so he hit a home run off Astros closer Ryan Pressly to tie Tuesday night's game in the top of the ninth. So, yes, Elvis homered off Pressly. I just thought that was great.
I'm sure they had a lot of fun with that. I was looking at
more Bears cuts. Another Bears note. Kickers.
This one got away from me. Jason Leisure, we'll give him credit on this one from the Sun-Times. Okay. He has it that the Bears cut running back Artavis Pierce. So there goes Artavis. Some people liked him because he was the unknown, the rookie out of Utah State, I want to say.
Oregon State,
right. I knew it was something like that. So, Nomar Artavis, so the running back room right now, David Montgomery, Tariq Cohen, Ryan Nall, because Napoleon Maxwell has been cut twice by the Bears in this offseason. So, and really, what if Montgomery... It's really like that. That must mean that either they're bringing in somebody else eventually, or David Montgomery is going to be healthy enough to start that opener. Because are you really going into that first game with Tariq Cohen and Ryan Nall as your only guys in the backfield? That's interesting.
Adrian Peterson That's who they're going to bring in, because that's...
everybody gets to have Adrian Peterson on their team for a little while. Isn't that the way it's kind of happening now? Like, he's this Hall of Famer with Minnesota. Now everybody gets a crack at him for a season.
If it were the White Sox or the Bulls, you would say yes, that would definitely happen, because they like to collect the old great things. You know, whether it was the Bulls did it with Chief Robert Chief, and then there was Griffey Jr., and there was all of that.
Tomy.
How about this? This is the most fitting.
But Tomy could actually do something. Griffey made a throw. That was
Tom Seaver.
There you
go.
Yeah. That was the next thing on the list. Tom Seaver.
Boom. Won his 300th game with the White. I was talking to White Sox historian Dan Dorfman about Tom Seaver, and he sent me all sorts of articles, and including the fact that he did win his 300th game with the White Sox.
Indeed, he did. The former Sox executive Dan Evans, name you might remember.
I do.
Danny Evans had tweeted out this story. I'll never forget the night White Sox GM Roland Heeman decided on Tom Seaver as compensation selection in mid-January 1984. I was driving Heeman home that night, and we left Comiskey Park well after midnight. It was a snowy night. We reached my car and found it had been vandalized. Three windows shattered and snow all over the interior. Roland and I cleaned it up, and the snow kept flowing into the car as we crept home. Roland Heeman said, quote, "You lost your windshield, but we got Tom Seaver. You'll never forget tonight." That's just a great story from Dan Evans, and very Roland Heeman. So, yeah, I never met Seaver. I never had a chance. I don't know. Did you come across him in various
dugouts? I never did. No, I never came across him, and was just a slightly too young to have appreciated his prime of his pitching life. You know, his days with the Mets and how he tortured the Cubs in 69 and all that kind of stuff. I wasn't around necessarily. But, yeah, man, like, he's greatness, right? There's not a lot of... Not a lot of blind spots in his game, or he was great. Period.
No, the Miracle Mets and the one it was if I have this right, if I understand that, if I can remember back that far, when the Mets paid tribute to him, the way they took the field, because it was he was so well known and typified and exemplified and perfected the drop and drive pitching style, that his knee was always dirty. Because he dropped his knee and he drove the rest of his body through it. Every Mets player went out with a dirty knee, where Tom Seaver would get his knee dirty from that, and they went out to take their positions in the field with their uniforms looking like that, their pants looking like that.
That's pretty awesome. I guess one thing that stands out to me too when I think of Tom Seaver is that when Mark Pryor was coming up, that was the number one comp. Everybody comped him to Tom Seaver.
Both USC.
USC, a little bit of the drop and drive, the fastball curveball combo. I mean, which I loved, of course. And everybody was saying when Mark Pryor came up, this is going to be the next 300 game winner, as Tom Seaver was, or the next young guy to eventually accomplish that. And then we know where that all went after some great moments for Pryor.
Yeah, that's a darn shame. But I remember the comparisons because of both Trojans, the USC drop and drive style, and was it. But that was, I love what the Mets did for him, and he's the one thing I guess is surprising that there had not been a statue of him. I suspect there will be, and I'm just surprised that after all this time there had not been, because he was known as the franchise, not just Tom Terrific. He was known as the franchise. If you are that franchise and you are the Miracle Mets guy, you are the ace of a pitching staff that included Nolan Ryan and Gary Gentry and Jerry Kuzman. You're that guy, and the 69 Mets. You gave them credibility. You deserve a statue. You're the franchise. You should do that. By the way, before we go, I know we got to cut this segment because Trash Panda's worried about Buffalo on the loose. But apparently, this Jay Cutler and his little animal story prompted my diva to send me Kristen Cavallari's Instagram picture this week. She posted this picture, as the diva says. Also, Kristen posted this shady picture after everything. Now, in this picture, Kristen is in a two-piece black bikini with black, I don't know if those are sandals or mules or heels, and she's wearing a Panama hat and sunglasses, while a rather buff young man has his right arm around her at the hip down to her right thigh, and he's showing a good deal of muscle. And Kristen had tweeted in the Instagram picture, quote, longest relationship of my life. It's not Jay Cutler. It apparently is someone the diva identified as her best friend and hairstylist. Wow. This is such a better reality show than what she was on. This is just Jay and the farm animals and Kristen and her hairstylist. And this is just so much better than Uncommon James and what they're selling at the store. They need to do this. So I just,
by the way, not semi non sequitur based on that story, but really
I'm all for that. Who did the Bears release now?
No more releases. I'll check that in a second. But
okay,
I was just thinking about great Mets pitchers and how they had that great starting staff in 2015 when they just pants the Cubs in the NLCS with come on out of that, Matt Harvey. And Syndergaard and the rest of that crew. Matt Harvey, did you know that he's still playing?
Yeah, isn't he Batman for Kansas City? Didn't he pitch against the White Sox?
Yeah.
Or is he on? Yeah, right.
No, you got it right. You got it right. Matt Harvey pitching for the Kansas City Royals and only 31 years old. It feels like he's ancient,
yes,
even though.
It does.
And wow, I mean, and maybe comping him more to Mark Pryor. Maybe that I should do speaking of Mark Pryor and not speaking of Tom Seaver, because it's trending more like that, you know, for Harvey. Like just this precipitous, unpredictable fall for Matt Harvey. But yeah. But he's still hanging. And remember, he too kind of fell out of graces with the Mets because of his New York lifestyle that he seemed to be taken in by the largest city in the world. Just a little bit.
That tends to happen. Yeah. See Joe Pepitone for details, you Cub fans and Yankee fans.
Kyle Farnsworth Cubs.
Yeah, that's true. All right, so that was the Kristen Cavallari J update. The diva provided more details, and I can only hope Julie Swyka was listening, since she's a sports Hollywood gossip. She's a fantabulist about it. She loves the whole thing. So I made sure she'll get that information. So
love you, Julie.
Yeah. She's probably in the kitchen baking. She does spectacular artwork with her stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll take a break as we've worn through this segment, and we'll see if there are any other creatures loose in Petersburg, and we'll get an update from Trash Panda. And thank you, Alice, for the email. We love that whole thing. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde, Saturday Suckage, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And they come on.
For the past 15 minutes now, you've been droning on about names. Toby, Toby, Toby,
Toby Wong. Toby Wong, Toby Wong. Toby Chung, Charlie Chan.
It's not me. I'm here and not there. And yeah.
Toby, who the is Toby?
Wow. All Oldies Radio. Several lifetimes ago, Brett Lyons, our then producer, cut an open for a caller. Anybody can have an open for a guest. We had a open for a caller, and his name is Toby, and apparently Trash Panda found it and played it. We weren't quite sure what was going to show up on this, but happily it turned out to be the open, and happily on the phone, on these scores, 312-644-6767 line is Toby. Hi, Toby. No.
Hi, Toby. How you doing?
Jeez.
Toby, no.
Just building
Toby,
the suspense. Yes. How you doing?
It's good. Yeah.
How are you, Toby? What's up, man?
Doing all right. This call is brought to you by the letters THNC and the number 420.
There you go. We're happy to do that. Yes.
And chapstick products.
Yeah. Got to stay dry. Or not dry. You got to stay moist, right?
Yeah, sure.
Smoke weed every day.
Boys, I got a little something for both of you here. A couple of Bears notes that I'd like to bring to your attention. I'm following Brad Biggs right now, the Chicago Tribune, and of the Mullion Haw pregame show and the show. The Bears are expected to waive cornerback Steven Denmark, the seventh-round pick in 2019. And here's the one that really surprises me as a maybe. I'll just read what Biggs is writing. He says, one player I projected to make the Bears' 53-man roster, who I am less certain about right now, is cornerback Kevin Tolliver. Would not be surprising if the team tries to slide him to the practice squad and pursues a veteran addition. So we shall see. That has not been made official yet, but it's just a projection by Biggs.
The Raiders just cut Prince Amukamara.
Yeah.
So
they did. Haha, Clinton Dix cut by the Cowboys. Toby,
connect the dots.
Shocked to my very core.
Yeah. Well, you might need.
They're putting together 2019.
You might need
again.
To self-medicate for that, huh?
Yeah. I'll see what I have. Well, I had news.
Okay.
Go ahead, bud.
I had been mean to call. I moved. That's why I didn't want to say where I was calling from before, because I was calling from Chicago. But I moved again back out to the West Coast.
Well, you were never on the West Coast as far as we knew, were you? You didn't call from, like, Oregon,
well,
right?
Portland.
Portland,
yes.
Portland.
Oh, when you were. Okay.
When I first called,
New Mexico.
Calling from,
right?
Portland, yeah.
Albuquerque?
Yep. Well, yeah, that was about 8 years I spent there, and then came back to Chicago to do everything that got shut down. So I kind of moved back out here.
And so now are you allowed to say where you are, or will the authorities track you down?
Yeah, let's say the Portland area, Portland area.
Feels better with you out west.
Closer to the coast.
I loved that you were in Chicago. But no. It just feels like you're more west coast, man. That's all.
I am. So
that's all I meant.
Needed to get back out here.
Well, we lamented the passing of Uncle Spliffy recently on the show.
Oh, no.
Uncle Cliffy passed away, and he was an early supporter of public use recreational use and medical use of cannabis for especially athletes for pain and the mental stress and the emotional stress.
Oh, okay.
And he ran several places. He had a line of weed that he would that he was promoting, and we tried to get him on the show, but the time change works for you but not for him. We could never make that
work.
Yeah.
Okay. This is better for me too. You guys are on earlier.
Okay.
Right, but
we're here to accommodate everybody, you know.
Yes, we are, and it's always time to wake and bake. That's the way it works here.
So what do you guys think here? Jalen Johnson could very well be a Bears starting cornerback a week from tomorrow.
Is that the message in the Tolliver cut?
I mean, what else could it be? I mean, who else? Unless they bring in a veteran, but that just wouldn't make sense because they cut a veteran last year to make all of this happen. So, I mean, and it's still not official that Tolliver, it's not official that Tolliver has been cut. Just a guy that at least one person, Brad Biggs, who I trust.
He talks football with me.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
He does. I always sing along and say me at the end instead.
Toby's listening, man. See, Toby's up early.
Right. And I know Brad feels a little more special.
Podcast, okay.
Yeah, so no, he's not up early. Not up that early. That's like 4 in the morning for me. Not your pregame show a little too early for me now. But
I understand.
I have heard it.
Mully and Hall are always up and running.
Radio.com rewind feature.
It's a pretty damn
another,
good
I guess,
feature.
Sponsor. Yeah, it is. If I can promote a product, I would promote that one.
You can
like
pause and rewind and all that stuff.
And you're actually a good candidate. You're a good argument for having callers with sponsors, Toby. You know the station upside down. Yeah. We have Cubs Cardinals pitching news. Kwang Young Kim scheduled to start tomorrow against John Lester on the injured list today. So now the Cardinals, in the midst of a 4-game series starting days, starting
5-game series, Stevie Sunshine.
I know, but now it's 4 games in 3 days.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Doubleheader
today. I was very anxious to correct you. I'm sorry.
I'm confused. Did you say John Lester's on the injured? What?
No, John Lester will be opposed by TBD, not CBD. He'll be opposed by TBD tomorrow for the
THC.
Cardinals. Right. The intended starter, Kim, was placed on the injured list.
Oh, he was on. Okay, I see.
Yeah, it was double. Yeah, so the doubleheader today, Sunday Night Baseball on Sunday. What were the odds of that?
That's a good day for it.
And then Monday night, Hendricks goes. So that's the Cardinals.
Alzolay today. And then bullpen game tonight, I believe. So
I really want to see Hendricks step it up. If you is going this well, I want to see Hendricks step it up and be the guy from the first game. Because if they have that in the playoffs, that could be pretty dangerous.
Hendricks has been giving up a few too many home runs lately. Like, that's not really
right.
But he's been giving up some home runs.
That first game, though, you know, I mean, I don't know if it was just an anomaly. It's a big word. Had to get a running start into that one. But one of those, an outlier, is that what it is? Or I remember him as pretty good. So
you got your baseball words down pretty good. Sports words.
Yeah.
Okay. Toby, we appreciate your calling with the update. And glad that we're on
just
later.
So you
now.
Know where to find me. I'll be here.
So as you ascend to High Lord and Master of Portland, congratulations. we'll look forward to further news reports of you and your realm. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
All right.
See you, buddy.
Enjoy.
Toby.
And in typical Saturday suckage fashion, or maybe this is just score fashion, we have a whole lot of tweets with interesting information. The stuff that gets passed along here and some of the things that get heard are just remarkable. So we'll do that as we close out the show, and whatever future Bears cuts Mark has for us, we will do all of that.
I got one for the Trash Panda that he's going to particularly be interested in, but I'll tell you that after the break.
I
can do it now.
No, we'll wait for
that. I think I know which one you're going to talk about, but let's wait. Let's build the suspense.
Okay.
You're right. Alice's Kids has built the suspense, and we're going to do what Alice's Kids says. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Sorry for the big words.
Welcome in, welcome back. Steve Rosenblum, Mark Rohde. Saturday Suck is just about done for another week. We'll be back to Suck So You Don't Have To next week. We have our text lines are always interesting. as we talked about Tremont and trying to figure out where that was because there were more animals on the loose. And someone texted in, Fremont is northwest farm country, North Lake County near Wakanda, Volvo. I think you meant she meant Volo. We had somebody thinking Tremont was Fremont and then saying it was near Volvo.
The Fremont pretzels. It's the Fremont pretzels.
Right. And the
That's their high school mascot.
And the Hoopston Corn Jerkers. Yeah.
There's also the New Berlin pretzels.
Yeah, there's pretzel on pretzel violence. All right, so we also had Mark, what were you going to share with us?
For Brad Biggs, the Bears are expected to waive defensive lineman Lakale London, an undrafted rookie free agent from Western Illinois, the school that Trash Panda went to. I don't know if did you graduate?
Of course
Western?
I graduated. Okay. Herb was the one semester leatherneck dropout. Okay. I made it all the way to the finish line.
Okay, I get confused sometimes.
I had really good grades, thank you very much. Graduated
magna
cum laude.
Did you really?
Yeah. I think my GPA was like 3.79, 3.76,
wow.
Something like that. Yeah.
Good for you, man. Mine was not that. Mine was not 3.7.
I didn't do a lot of sleeping.
Well, good for you.
No, we
dude.
Heard
That's
last
awesome.
Week about that, about all of his keggers and Mayo mayhem and things like that.
Were you a mass comm major, or what was your major, sir?
Broadcasting was my degree is in broadcasting.
Okay.
Here he is producing Saturday Suckage. Allison Shooter, you must be so proud. You know, there's never been money better spent.
I'm now called the Trash Panda, and I'm producing a show called Saturday Suckage, and I'm magna cum laude.
Wow.
Poor guy.
And you,
but it's,
yeah,
in
you
Chicago.
Almost,
it's in Chicago.
Yes,
that's true. You're in market right. number three, bud.
50,000 big old watts. So we have an 847 text, because we were talking about Longhorn cows on the loose, and a 847 texter, displaced Chicagoan and avid birder living in Peoria, adjacent to Tremont, longhorned owls are Arctic migrants that occur naturally here in the winter. No need to panic. So we went from longhorned cows to longhorned owls. And of course, there is this to help Alice and Shooter. Buffalo are difficult to deal with. They require heavy fencing, and to kill and butcher one, do not come to the job with anything less than a 30-30 hunting rifle.
Jesus.
A shotgun versus bison encounter will have a disappointing outcome for the shotgun user.
It's a serious Ooh. Weapon right there.
30-30?
Oh, yeah.
Or
apparently
a buffalo.
Not.
No, it's you. He's saying don't come with anything less than a 30-30.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, like that's yeah. the. Okay, I got
yeah.
you. I got
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's
it's,
it.
It's
that's
like a really strong done. Shotgun.
Okay.
All right, we've done our nothing we can do except play the music that we've discussed. Longhorned owls and Fremont, and it's next to Volvo. It's just terrific. This has been Alice. Thanks to your son, we really want to thank.
Thanks, Alice,
Mama Trash Panda, and we want to thank Mark Potash, Hub Arkish, and Paul Sullivan. Thank you, Mark Rohde. Thank me, Steve Rosenblum. Thank everyone who listened. Thank Toby for calling and Jim in Lakeview for starting off breaking calls. Cubs baseball doubleheader coming up later on this afternoon on The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So, kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.